I wouldn't trade being a mom for the world, but it's also a full-time job. And that means sometimes I get less sleep than I'd like. So I make the most of the hours of sleep I do get with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology that adapts to your body's needs through all phases of motherhood. And they use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. I have the king sheets for my bed, the entire set, and I swear to you, it's like you can't wait to get in and you never want to get out. If you're a commitment phobe, that's totally fine because Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products, so much so that you can enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. And just for our listeners, Cozy Earth has an exclusive Mother's Day offer. Use the code Jillian for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. That's CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth, built to last through the hardest days and the longest nights of motherhood.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
You're now listening to The Jillian Michaels Show.
I have an opener.
Oh, no.
It's a loose opener.
Okay.
I know that I had wanted to talk about it, and I sort of forgot all the things I wanted to say about it, but, okay, who's a snooper?
It's okay. Define snooper.
You know, kind of snooper.
Okay. Heidi. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Dude. And she's like, for example, we're shooting this thing for the show, right? She's so stealthy, though, about her snooping. It's amazing. And she's like, oh, I haven't got the call sheet, and what are we doing, and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I don't know, babe, but I knew we planned something special for her at this, like, monkey jungle thing where the monkeys are, like, the humans are in, like, this cage, and the monkeys roam free on all this property. And
where is this?
Outside of Miami.
Oh, God, I want to go.
It was really cute, right? And these little monkeys jump on you. So I'm like, the woman, you know, we've been around. I bought her everything under the sun. She doesn't want any of it, whatever. So I was like, this will be cute. There was a surprise for Heidi, and the little shit takes my phone, texts the AD on the show, the assistant director, and is like, what is this, you know, I can't even remember what they said, like interview beat or something like that, that we're shooting later. And Wes is so sweet, the kid's name is Wes, and he goes, oh, this is the surprise for Heidi, the monkey jungle thing you wanted to do. Oh, my God. And I respond back to Wes at this point now because I don't want him to think I'm a complete moron because I was like, I really want to do this. So I go, that was Heidi from my phone. And he was like, shut up, no. And I was like, no, yeah, she got my phone. And he was like, God damn it, in all caps. And I'm like, I'm only telling you not to make you feel bad. I just don't want you to think I'm an idiot.
Yes.
Right. I mean, Joel, we just talked about this.
I mean, she gets my phone and like, she'll like, oh, let me check the weather. And then be like, what's that picture of that baby on your phone?
Do you know that's why whenever I want to say something to the both of you, do you notice that I put both of you on and then sometimes I put you separate and sometimes I put both of you together? Because I don't know why, but I thought that.
Yeah, it stings my phone. It does. And it goes in there. It has my calendar on its phone. Thanks to which one of you little shits did that, by the way? Was it you, Nicole, or Batum?
I didn't do it.
I didn't do it.
Look,
one of you did it.
She finally figured it out. It's not that hard.
It was you. It was you, wasn't it?
Oh, to merge.
No, she did it herself.
Calendars?
I didn't do it.
Autumn.
I swear.
You did it.
No.
Yes, you did.
I didn't put it on.
Nicole, who? She says it was... I'm going to call Heidi right now.
All she needed was your password, which she already had. Every time she sets up your calendar
you
on your
she did
phone...
It?
I didn't do it for her.
Hmm. We're going to find out why she's not going to answer the phone. Yep, one of you did it. And I don't understand. It ruins everything that I'm trying to... Hello?
Hello?
Who put my calendar on your phone?
I think it was Autumn.
Oh!
No, I don't think I did it. It was my final It was my final to-do right before my exit. I don't think I did it. I think I told her how.
It was you.
All right. I didn't physically do it. I've never held her phone.
Honey, was it Autumn?
I don't know. I know Autumn was there. Maybe Nicole did it and Autumn told her how, but I feel like Autumn was involved in some way.
you're still gonna
busted.
Clean right here.
Even if you're gonna throw her under the bus, it's gonna be the back wheels, but she's going under.
All right. Thanks, honey.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, I love you.
Alright, I love you. Bye.
Bye. It's Snoopy McSnooperton.
Well, in my defense, I did stall her on that for like 2 years, and you are the one that said, or maybe it was her. Can't I just have Jill's calendar on here? It would be so much easier.
It was her.
And I dodged that.
Oh, my God. Sweet mother. Most people don't want snoopers because they're having an affair. I don't want snoopers because it ruins anything that I try to plan.
Yeah.
I also have something that I can't give away, but that I'm planning for Heidi that we're doing, that we're shooting, which is why I can't. And again, it requires like all of our friends to kind of like send something in and... Oh my God, I don't think I could have been more clear, right? I was like, I need this by Sunday night. Do not send anything after Sure enough, I get a couple of things on Monday, and she's like, I just need to check the weather. Pop, pop, pop. I want to kill her. I don't know if she knows, but she got a suspect.
Oh, crap. I worried about that. That's why I've been worried about
it. I've kept my computer, like I sleep with it under my pillow right now.
Because I haven't been sending anything related to that thing we're talking about because I've been so worried that it's very hard in a household.
She's relentless.
I snoop a little bit, but here's where I snoop. And I don't know why I do this.
I want to know because I am not a snooper. I'm not an internet hater. And my theory is I don't have the time for this.
No, you don't have the time. I snoop when I have guests coming.
Oh, that's different.
I snoop, but I don't snoop to see if it's secure. I just snoop to see who they are. My intentions are not good. If I said I'm snooping to see if they're nice people or whatever.
Oh, I didn't understand what you meant. You mean for
when they stay in the teepee? When they stay in the teepee, snoop their Instagram and go, "What do you do?"
That's not snooping,
what
though.
Do you do?
They have
that's
that
normal.
On a public platform where it's searchable.
Oh,
that's
good
like
to know.
A safety thing. You have people coming to your
property.
But
I don't do it for safety, I got to admit. I do it just to see, like, how popular are you?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Well, it seems like what almost entertainment. Like, you could be inside, like, making up stories of them and stuff, you know?
Well, I feel like I justify it by saying I'm hunting. I'm a hunter.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
No, that's my hunting instinct. I hunt. I'm not a gatherer. I'm a hunter.
It's slightly scary. Mm-hmm. I don't fully understand that.
It's modern day
God
hunting.
Forbid you sign up to stay at the Topanga Teepee.
Yeah.
You're going to get hunted.
Make sure
what
your
are you
socials
doing?
Set
I'm
going
to have to cut this. You're going out of business.
I know I do this. So just know that if you register with me and you're on Airbnb that I'm going to stalk you on Instagram. I want to know how stylish are you? And will you tag me after you leave in pictures you took inside?
Weird.
Yeah.
I know.
It is weird.
Do you I'm snoop? Sorry I do that.
I don't have it. It's not in me, dude.
I'm not.
You're too busy.
I am too busy.
Your life is so full. You don't have any more energy
capacity
in your brain to take in what anyone else is doing.
And like I literally will get, I'm going to see if I can find some of these, like these crazy tweets because I've been trying to tweet more when the show airs, mm-hmm. right? So... Nicole's like, I'll do it. I'm like, no, I want to do it. And which I'm about to turn it over to her, honest to God. But I get these tweets and it's like, it's just on and on. I'm like, I hate you or whatever. And I think, if you really hate me, why would you take the time to go to my page and craft your hatred into 140 characters?
Which is not like, easy. That is time
that takes
consuming.
Time, Twitter.
No,
Facebook is easy because you can just vomit it up and send something. But Twitter, you're like, ugh. I said, I hate you, you dumb bitch, and now I'm five characters over. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Then you got to go back to the drawing board and put a little, you know, an ampersand instead of, it's just banana. It's like, oh my God. And it, I just think, who's got the time for that? You have too much time on your hands.
Yes.
And the snooping, like, you snoop?
I'm not really a big snooper.
Am I a narcissist? A busy narcissist? Because I just don't even care.
No. Well, look, I do care. Go on. Have to fight the urges sometimes, but.
Oh my God, you're killing me.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I used to be that kid. I've grown out of the snooping. I was the kid that would open all of my Christmas presents and rewrap them.
Oh my God, I love you so much.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're bananas.
I had to know. And I knew how my mom wrapped them, and she would only use like one or two pieces of tape, so I could like pop it, slide the box out, open it, try on my clothes.
Sick. You're
and wrap
sick.
It back up.
So would you act surprised?
Yeah.
No!
Wow, that's a lot.
And she never busted you?
No, I told her. I mean, I ended up telling her years later when I got older and I confessed all of my youthful sins. But now, no, you know, Mike and I, like, I try to be respectful of privacy. I think that it's really important in your relationship to have your own things. I'm not doing anything wrong, but like, I would be so annoyed if he was reading my email or reading my text. Like, why do you even, it's none of your business. Like, those are conversations that I'm having with friends or girlfriends that you don't need to be part of. And he would never do that to me. And I respect that boundary with him as well. So.
And privacy and trust are different things.
It is. And I love surprises now. So if I even have an inkling of something going on for me, I try to avoid blowing it.
Yeah.
Because I love being dazzled and surprised by something.
Okay.
No, I'm not. I want to, but I fight it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. Jake, snooper?
No. No reason.
See?
Like,
what is it?
Snoop. I have nothing to snoop into, though.
Okay, like, so yeah, hang on, is it different Jill, when you're you good live at with this. Someone? Jillian, you're good at this.
Tell me. At
peeling away the onion, and you're always capable of going to like the psychology of it. So, would you say
see if my mom's available? Because, yeah, go on.
Yeah, I don't know what your mom's going to say. I'm dying to know. I feel like when someone snoops, they want to control the information in case it's about them or if it's something they want to eliminate what they're fearful of what's being said about them or done. I feel like with the teepee, it's a little bit different because I know it's the bomb.
But like, when I hired Nicole, Heidi did, and this is why I always tell people be careful about social media. Like, every assistant that I interviewed, she went on the hunt.
Oh, yeah.
But I
did
think
too.
That's smart, though. That's different.
That's a different
like,
thing.
I want to make sure I know who I'm letting into my home.
That's research.
That's different, dude. I mean, it's like when you go through someone's emails and their text messages, I wonder if it is. Like, is it paranoia? Like, this one makeup artist that I use when Paige is not available. Named Amy, she's brilliant and super funny, but she's like, oh no, every time I get my boyfriend's phone, I'm like, 42424 in, like the passcode.
Oh my God.
And then she's like, oh, he bought this on Amazon. Like, I was dying. I was like, what is that?
Sounds like insecurity.
Yeah, that's like
I don't think
trust
it's a good quote. I think if you're snooping, you know, it's curiosity that killed the cat.
Yeah, and there's the origin has to do with something like insecurity, like you said, Jake, for sure. Like there's something to it that says, I'm going to eliminate the element of surprise by being screwed over by what this person's doing or saying or thinking or, you know, and then I need to know what it is. I don't know. It sounds defensive.
I'm just trying my mom while we're doing this.
I've seen it ruin friends' relationships where, like, a girl has read something that she thought was something and then either brought it up, you know, and it wasn't about her or she misunderstood it and she got upset at the guy, you know, vice versa.
I dialed my mom's number wrong. How does that happen?
You know, I did something the other day talking to some clients at work and a third party in the gym had kind of mentioned and gotten involved in the conversation. And it was innocent and well-intended. But after we left...
Oh, people who listen to other people's conversations.
I tested to see and I said something untrue and really rude and I'm waiting for it to come back to me. And then I went home and told Tate, I feel ashamed that I said that.
Why?
And he goes, well, you were testing it out. And I'm waiting for the person to come to me and say, that's not true about me. And go, I know I told those people that it wasn't true, but I was just testing to see if you were listening. And I did that. I tried to entrap someone with something juicy.
Andy.
I know it was very immature and
but
I was mad, but you know what?
I noticed that people do that. They listen. You know who else does that? Heidi. I can't stand it. Why does she do that? I'm calling her again.
If you're talking in my earshot, I'm listening.
You too are the same way.
I'm a listener.
That's a snooper.
No, no. What is if it? You're talking, go, Nicole. I'm not going to hide around the corner.
If I get an inkling, like if I just get this feeling that something is weird somewhere, I'll start investigating until there's absolutely nothing I don't know about that person.
Hold on, please.
And when I hear someone say a conversation, even if I'm in the middle of talking to somebody else, I will listen to the other person's conversation while I'm talking.
Honey, why are you a Snoopy shorts?
She's going to deny it. Watch. Honey. Honey. Honey.
Connection lost.
Yeah. Connection lost.
Honey.
Mm-hmm.
Honey. Oh, that's so rude.
Hang on. Let me try again. She said hello, and I said, hold on, and then she hung up on me.
When you said, why are you Snoopy shorts, she hung up probably. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know, but see, there are those people that always listen to the conversation.
Hello.
Honey, why are you a Snoopy shorts?
I'm not a Snoopy shorts. You had to put my calendar on my phone. Why would stop asking you what you had that day?
You know, though, that you have a problem. You listen to other people's conversations at restaurants, honey.
I do.
You totally do, honey. When we start working with people, you investigate them on the internet.
Well, I need to do that. You're not good at screening people.
Honey.
Go with that.
Honey.
Go with it.
You go on my phone and you text people as though you're me.
I only did that one time and I was trying to be helpful.
No. Mm-hmm. No, honey. No, Snoopy Pants. What is it?
You said, I don't know what we're doing. I might lose you because I'm driving in the canyon.
Uh-huh. This is all very convenient. All right. That's fine. You're Snoopy shorts.
You had to put the calendar on my phone.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
I feel like you did.
No, Autumn, you feel like I did because you screwed me.
No.
You screwed me, Autumn.
It's true. Because she's right. That's why you feel like it. Because it's correct.
That's not true. Goodbye.
Bye.
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 Whatever. I think this quality is bad. I think that we need to be a little more selfish and focus on ourselves. And I think here's the moral to this story. The bottom line is, if you have something that you love, right?
Yep.
Then you don't have time to focus on the things that you hate. Really, I'm not kidding. Like,
that's good. That's well said.
I am working, holy mother, more than I should be at the moment.
Agreed.
And I will have some downtime shortly, but... like, I literally, dude, I don't have time for any of the shenanigans. I don't have the time.
You don't have room to care about what people who you don't care about think about you.
I don't. Sometimes I do find some of those tweets funny and sometimes I will respond. But other than that, like, you know, I don't have the time. And I think that if you, instead of focusing on the things you hate in life, focus on the things you love. And you won't have time to popcorn. You won't have time. Sorry, there's a piece of popcorn in my... No, I'm going to cut that. If you have time to focus on the things you love, you will not have the time to focus on the things you hate. And I think, you know, snooping, which is slightly different, but if you really are suspicious about something, I think that does warrant a conversation, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
Yeah, it sure does.
It warrants a conversation. And, you know, yeah, that's no way to live. Plus, you're going to ruin, if anyone's planning a surprise for you, you're going to ruin it.
Yeah, don't ruin the surprise.
Heidi.
They're nice to have, Heidi.
God, Heidi.
Okay, guys, it's Bombas time. The online retailer for premium high-performance athletic leisure socks. This is the way socks should feel. Invisitoe, honeycomb support system, performance footbed, Y-stitch teal. I don't know what this means, but it feels like heaven on your feet. Okay, people? They are the best high-performance athletic socks you will ever wear. I know this because I actually have several pairs. They sent them to me. And you can feel great because every pair you purchase, one pair gets donated to those in need. And they have donated 450,000 socks to date. You will get 25% off your first purchase of four or more pairs, plus free shipping. And all you got to do is go to bombas.com/Jillian. That's bombas.com/Jillian.
Wow, Autumn, you have a really, I mean, you, I would say you've outdone yourself. I said that on some of the other segments today about violence, but this is, my goodness gracious. Who would like to tell everybody what we're talking about today?
Autumn, you go ahead. And
yeah, girl, you
reel this one in.
Yeah.
10 yoga poses that double as sex positions.
Where have you been that you would even find such a thing?
The World Wide Web. Jillian, the World Wide Web.
Welcome to it.
I had to filter through quite a few vulgar things to get this tame article.
And what were you searching when you found this?
I search all sorts of keywords when I'm doing show prep. Little it's flag good. Words. Sex.
Wow.
Healthy sex.
Healthy sex.
Bendy
healthy?
Sex.
Bendy sex?
You just never know what you're going to get.
Bendy sex?
Bendy sex. Healthy sex. Sex life. You know, look, I go to I read all the sex columns in every news outlet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So this one I thought was fun.
Yoga has been linked to positive sexual function for men and women. Wow. Says Debbie Herbenick, author of the Corgasm Workout. This cannot be happening right now. Try these 10 poses that do double duty to knock your socks off sex positions. Whoosh! All right, well, I just say we take turns telling everybody about these and their benefits. The first one is the plow pose. I'm hoping I can presume that everybody's done yoga. I'll just describe this. You lay on your back, and then you take both your legs and you lift them up and bring your ankles to your ears. Have I described that accurately?
Mm-hmm.
And the author, Herbenick, says that it allows for deep penetration. It might not be the best choice if you find cervical contact uncomfortable or have an unusually well-endowed partner.
Hmm. Okay.
Guess I can't do that one.
Oh, my God. Oh, handed that one right to you.
Yeah, you served it right over the plate. Okay.
Wow.
Andy?
Okay, well, the next one is a standing straddle forward bend. So with your feet 2-3 or feet apart, depending on your flexibility, you lower your upper body and you bring your chest near your legs as the partner stands behind. This one is also called No More Blood Flow Left in My Head. Get away from me.
Yeah, this one also seems you would have to have some really good balance or have something to
brace yourself
on.
Yeah, you're
going
to tip
because
over.
Once things start getting going,
and it requires
you're going to fall on
your
head.
You're going to fall forward. Yeah.
So this isn't practical at all. But she claims that it allows this position is a variation on rear entry, dear God, that allows your partner to reach the front of
the V wall.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Thank you. Oh, well, this one's obvious. Autumn, you're next.
Oh, I love this one.
I'm sure.
I mean,
rumor has it.
Yeah.
Downward dog. We all know what that is.
Yeah.
So downward dog, start on all fours with your hands a few inches in front of the shoulders and knees under hips.
I don't even know what to make of this. The three-legged dog. So isn't this like standing splits, but you're in a down dog, but you raise the leg? How are you supposed to have sex in this position? From a downward dog position, lift one leg straight to the ceiling. Just like downward dog,
tough.
With more space to move and groove. Open your hips to the side. This is... Who is going to do this?
Well, this is why you're going to yoga.
Oh.
Just work on your flexibility. Work on your stretch.
Yeah, but your leg up like that, your foot's going
to
go numb.
Your partner has to help you
out. The blood flow to your foot is going to fall apart.
You don't
have
to stay that way.
You ankle on the person's
shoulder. Yeah, have them hold you up.
Oh.
And, you know.
And you don't have to stay in that position for the duration. It's just changing it up a little bit.
Whoosh.
Mercy.
What if your foot smells?
Yeah.
All right. Andy?
Okay, we got the bridge pose.
Yeah, yeah.
That's basically when you're lying your back.
Yeah.
Your knees are bent and you pull your hips up.
Amazing.
That one's pretty classic, I think. That's, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
One could say they're familiar with that.
Okay.
And the benefits? Well, I don't know. It must feel good, but...
Well, Herbenick says that some women experience enhanced arousal while doing bridge, even just as part of their regular yoga practice.
It's very pelvic tilt.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And according to Andy, you could do your Kegels in
you
this
position. You could do your Kegels.
Yeah, I see it.
Uh-huh.
I see it. All right. Yeah, we got a couple more good ones. Wow. Okay. Autumn?
Balasana.
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 Great. Go on. Fantastic.
Balasana.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Sit on heels, lean upper body forward. Basically, you're sitting on your, like, knees.
Okay.
Lean upper body forward, lowering your chest towards your knees, and place your forehead on the bed. Extend arms straight in front as partner kneels behind.
Wow.
It's also known as child's pose.
Yikes.
Okay.
Yeah. opens up the almost always tight lower back to cut your stress.
Interesting. All right, I got the last two here. I'm going to go to the two here. Savasana. That's Shavasana, right? Shavasana. Lying your back with your legs extended straight, palms facing up. My God, it's like a dead fish pose. You can't have sex in Shavasana.
Oh, trust me, you can. Sometimes. And when you're really tired, you can. When you just put your two kids to bed, you've had two glasses of wine, you can do it.
Okay, last but not least, Cobra. Cobra, so you lay face down, you place your palms just outside of your shoulders, and you press yourself, but where, how, why? It opens up your lower back while giving your partner unique access to your G-spot. Really? You think so?
I'm going to share this with you guys when we post this show, this article. My favorite part is the picture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well,
Cobra, I'm not sure. That's a lot
like
of work.
My wrists would be strained.
Yes. Your lumbar.
Yeah.
And then the compression. I don't know.
I'm not so sure.
I say no.
Yeah, me too.
Well, you guys aren't any fun.
Well, how many of these have you tried, Autumn?
I'm saving myself for my wedding date.
Oh, how yogic.
Okay. Thanks for that, Toomey. Okay, guys. You want to burn more calories at work? Varidesk is the solution. It's a workstation that is retrofitted to your existing desk. Models start at $175. It comes in 11 different height adjustments, so you can stand up while you're working. It's better for your metabolism. It's better for your posture. It's better for your overall health. It's varidesk.com, varidesk.com. It's easy to put together. 11 different models. It starts at $175. And honestly, if you're looking for a solution to burn more calories throughout your day because you're running out of time to go to the gym, this is it. Check it out now. This is an interesting one. This one was off of Men's Health. We were calling Don't Touch My Kid. But it was a bunch of things they suggested you should do before holding someone else's baby. Which, in theory, all makes great sense. And we were just discussing this article, and Autumn was like, I just won't pick up the baby. And I was like, you just picked up someone's baby a few hours ago without giving it a second thought.
Well, I asked her.
I know.
I did ask permission. I did know the mother.
And who says no, though? Who's going to say no?
Well, actually, let me back up. She asked me to hold him before you got here. She said, would you mind holding the baby?
Yeah.
In case. And I said,
in case of what?
If he started fussing while she was working on you.
I see.
I never touch without asking, ever.
No, I don't either. But here's what the suggestion is. I think it's all pretty obvious stuff, but it has to do with keeping the baby from getting sick.
Yep.
And so the first one is obviously, it's not obvious, I guess, unless you've just had a kid. It's whooping cough. You want to make sure you get a vaccine for pertussis. Whole family had to get one. You guys go through that?
Yep.
All of us.
All of us too.
Me, Heidi had it while she was pregnant. the parent, the grandparents, the siblings, everybody.
Yeah, us too.
Because it'll kill a baby, whooping cough.
Don't we get that when we were kids?
You do.
Or does it wear off? Do you have to get it like a...
Over? I see what you're saying. All I know is we had to get it.
We had to get it too, and I don't
it
even
might wear
remember
off.
What the... I don't even remember what it was.
There's a decent chance you haven't had the new version,
okay.
Which came out in 2005.
No.
Okay. The CDC suggests only 18% of adults 19 to 64 are up to date. It might, you know, some of these you need the boosters, you know what I mean? But we all had to get it. And then it says the flu shot. And I know there are a lot of people out there that are like, I will never get that, whatever. But the thing is, you don't get your pertussis shot, and you do get whooping cough, and you have little kids in the house. Okay, what is the, you know, what is the worst
what are you trying
of
to...
evils?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I mean, it's kind of like I do get the flu shot, and I remember I talked about it on the show, and I got all these like tweets and things like, how could you get that? And I'm like, you know how I can get it? Because guess what? I got influenza B.
Yeah.
You remember this?
Yes,
we were
New hospitalized.
Yeah. I was hospitalized.
Bad.
I got influenza B. Then I got a secondary infection of pneumonia. Yes. Mm-hmm. I got 103 fever for 10 days. I got down to 108 pounds and they hospitalized me.
Yeah.
So yeah, I get my flu shot now.
I'm do too playing. Around my child.
I can't.
Yeah. My doctor just said, what are you trying to avoid? Because the worst case scenario is you bring flu into the house and your kid gets it. You're never going to go, lucky you didn't get that flu shot. She's like, you have to get it. Like they were just, she was just like, no nonsense about it. She's like, listen, I understand. I do the research. I'm a pediatrician. I'm telling you the alternative is much worse than what you think you're going to avoid by getting it.
Right.
Just get it. You know.
It says one out of every two infants who develop influenza will end up in the hospital.
Yeah.
Ooh, scary.
Yeah. I mean, look what Andy just went through, the whole scare with Pearl, who didn't have the flu.
No.
But, I mean, what do you think she had?
Just a stomach. They think she had a stomach bug, but she threw up projectile it became bile, and then she got diarrhea really quick, and then passed out. A little limp, white baby, and I was screaming. I wanted to call 911. Tate called the hospital,
out.
And they just said, if you can revive her, and she makes eye contact and is willing to nurse as long as she vomits, even after she nurses, she's going to be okay. Keep an eye on her, because if you bring her in, you're going to have to wait anyway. You know?
Oh,
and so they're like, just watch her for 5 hours. And I freaked out. New mom.
Who wouldn't?
New mom freak out. But Tate was calm and he was like, we got to look at it. I'm not minimizing it. But he was just like, you know, he was like,
someone has to do that though. I always do that. Heidi. Oh, dude. One day I came home from, I can't remember if we talked about this. I came home from a work day that was like 16 hours on set. And Phoenix, who I call patient zero, although, knock on wood, after we had those tonsils out, I mean, wow.
No.
Wow. Hasn't been sick in 2 months.
Great.
I know.
That happened to me as a kid, too.
I was
constantly getting sick.
Wow.
They removed them. I was well for 5 years, and I would get sick every other
week. Dude, he was sick every week.
Yeah, I was
every sick. Week.
Yeah.
So patient zero had hand, foot, and mouth disease, right?
That's right.
Yeah, and I come home one night, and Heidi is hysterical. And I'm like, okay. I just walked in the door. I'm so tired. Giancarlo just was making his trek to the guest house. And I'm like, I text G. I'm like, can you come over here for a second? She's hysterical. She's like, he can't breathe. I'm like, well, honey, he's screaming, which by definition means he's getting air into his lungs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he just was in so much pain, but she was tripping, dude. Believe me, I was like, all right, this is, you know, he's definitely in pain here. Let me try to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, but it's all, someone has to try to stay semi-calm, but anybody would be. It was scary. So, you know, it's dangerous. You do not want small children to get the flu. Mm-hmm. Bad, bad, bad. And then it says, ask your doctor to review your vaccine record.
Oh.
And, you know, look, and this is everything from chickenpox, pertussis, babies who contract varicella. Is that chickenpox, Mama? Varicella? What is that?
No,
varicella vaccination. Wait, if you're behind on, for instance, have you ever had chickenpox or received the varicella vaccine?
Oh, it's called varicella.
Apparently,
the vaccine.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, and it says, okay, one study by the CDC showed that from 1995, when varicella vaccination became widespread, to 2008,
the varicella infections in infants decreased about 90%.
I had, 95. That was in high school. I had chicken pox.
I got chicken pox when I was 21.
I got chicken pox when I was young. You know what I told my doctor when they asked me about vaccines, because all my records are in Canada from when I was a kid? Oh, I said, I went to India. She goes, no, you're covered. Well, I went to India and I got some. No, you're fine.
That's helpful.
We got shots.
Like, I don't even know.
We got so many shots, Jill.
Vaccine records are.
Yeah. Well, I always make those trips like every, I used to make them every year. Like as I was going through this photo library thing with Heidi, I literally was like, oh my God. One year we were in
the
Middle East. Yeah. Paris, Japan, and Cancun, or Mexico. That was all in 1 year.
Yeah.
And then it was India, but then after the kids, it was but
Orlando.
I know. I felt that way.
That's it.
That's so true.
Denzu. But yeah. I am thinking, I'm definitely got a trip on my books for next year because I love traveling.
Hit me up.
I will. You know what I want to do? When my sister graduates from Oxford, I was going to take her and my brother because Heidi won't go. We were thinking Tibet and Nepal or Vietnam and Myanmar.
Wow.
So if you want to go, I'm sure Ashley will probably want to come too.
That's awesome. So, well, my little guy is half Vietnamese.
I know, the lute. So if you want to go, if you're able to steal away for a week or two, let me know.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's probably next summer. So anyway, but that's always when I would get my vaccinations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wash your hands. We all know this. Yep. I mean, obviously, and this is to keep you from getting sick. Wash those paws, dude. Mm-hmm. Okay. Ugh. And stay home if you're sick.
Yep.
Yeah, and keep your kids home from sick, by the way.
Oh, they don't. They don't.
We love your little guy, if he's sneezing and he has snot running down his nose, keep him at home.
Why do people do that?
Well, they say because we have nowhere to care. I can't work.
That's exactly
So I've got to put him in the system. But then what ends up happening is if he gets worse, you get called home anyway.
See, we used to get so pissed because Heidi would walk into school and she'd be like, geez, every kid's got boogers and snot and sick. And it is because there's no one. You're like, I got to go to work. It's childcare.
Yeah.
That's the problem. And, when I was a kid, my mom would pick me up, but she wasn't, she wasn't working for a lot of the time when I was a kid. And Heidi's not working, so we can go get them.
And in my elementary school, we had an infirmary and a nurse. And so if you got a little bit sick and you couldn't get picked up, you'd lay in this little bed all day and they would just kind of take care of you.
We had that too.
And the infirmary was almost fun.
Mm-hmm.
You could lay there and they give you a little bit of juice and you get a little bit of, a little blanket and you'd fall asleep and then you'd go home at the end of the day. And so it was kind of like daycare at the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. Infirmary, it was called.
I like it.
Isn't that nice?
All right. Oh, I just learned something new and odd.
What?
Do you know what Olivia Wilde's name was?
What?
Olivia Jane Cockburn.
Oh.
I can see why she changed that.
I can see that. Wild is just so much
Cockburn is rough going.
Didn't she choose Wilde after Oscar Wilde, or was it a family name?
Well, Cockburn is a real struggle.
That's a real bummer.
You can't avoid a little bit of teasing. It's you're handing people material. Yeah.
Can I tell you what Tiger Woods' name was?
What?
Eldrick.
No.
Stop it. Eldrick.
Huh.
Eldrick Woods.
Eldrick?
I'm going to change my name to Panther. Panther. Ooh. Michaels.
Oh.
Lion. How about Dragon Michaels?
My new married name is Andy Ammons, and I'm going to go with that for a while. It's so kind of...
I love Andy
is the code Ammons.
No. Mm-hmm.
Oh, good grief. Yeah. Andy Ammons.
It just sounds like a cheerleader, doesn't it?
It does.
Canadians dream about certain American things that we don't have, like cheerleaders. Andy, we don't really have cheerleaders.
Yeah.
And if I was a cheerleader, my name would be Andy Ammons.
Andy Ammons has a very chill for ponytail.
Look at these names these people
are
coming up with.
It's bouncy on the end, and it has highlights, and it has frosted lipstick.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I like the way they're coming up with these names. So Blake Lively's name was Blake Brown. But Olivia Wilde, Blake Lively.
And it has an E on the end. It's sophisticated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like my name is wrong now looking at this.
No, you've got a good one.
I should have been either Panther Michaels
mm-hmm. or like Shark Michaels, or I should have been mm-hmm. like Jillian Zest or something. Jillian, Zest. Wait, Thrive. Jillian Thrively.
Thrive.
No?
No, I'm saying no.
That's too.
No.
Oh my God, guess what Rihanna's name is? Robin Fenty. What the heck?
Wow.
Yeah. Vin Diesel had a great name, Mark Vincent. But seriously, he changes his last name to Diesel. When did he come up with that, do you think?
I don't know.
You know what I'm going to call myself? Diesel.
You should ask G.
Diesel.
That's what I'd like to know. I'd like to sit down and go, at what point did you know what your name was?
Tom Cruise. Brad Pitt. These names are kind of ridiculous when you actually think about it. Carmen Electra was Tara Patrick. Electra. What the F?
Well, didn't Prince name her?
Did he really?
That's
Stop
right.
it.
Yeah.
Stop.
Oh, goodness.
Katy Perry right. is Catherine Hudson. That's not a bad name, Catherine Hudson.
I don't mind. Because Kate Hudson well, would yeah, probably she, say she likes it.
She was already Kate. She was. I read some of these before. So yeah. they changed because she was going by Katie Hudson or Kate Hudson. But it was confusing because there was already the actress. And this, so then they came up with Perry.
See, this one says it all already. Oprah Winfrey was Oprah Winfrey.
No, look at that. She was Orpa.
Oh, was Orpa?
Is that right?
Wait. You guys need to fact check that.
I got to Google that.
Orpa?
Look at the spelling on that article.
Orpa? Oh, my sweet Lord. Who would name a child Orpa?
I don't know.
That is horrible.
Maybe the time.
I love that she was like, well, this is cruel and wrong, but I'm just going to swap.
No.
It wasn't Orpa.
It's a typo.
It was Oprah.
It was Oprah.
Thank goodness.
Thank God. Oh, my God, Autumn. We almost got
sued. See what can happen when you misplace a vowel?
Holy
A consonant, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, this one's good. Nicki Minaj was Onika Mirage.
Stop it.
I swear to God.
You're fibbing now.
No, I am not. Onika Mirage. Nicki Minaj. Onika Mirage. She did an anagram. Amazing.
Wow.
Sort of. She took the O out of there completely. But other than that, Onika Mirage, Nicki Minaj.
That's great.
I think so.
I do too.
That's clever. I'd like to go back to the drawing board on that. Julianne Moore.
Wait, what were we talking about?
Babies,
but this is much more interesting to me. I'm almost done.
And while you're researching that, I will just add, don't kiss a baby on the mouth.
Okay.
Oh, gosh,
because
right.
there was that thing on Facebook where that lady said in the UK she was upset because someone kissed her baby on the mouth and had herpes, and then the baby ended up having to do like a drip for antibiotics or something.
God.
And the baby, the baby's little mouth was covered.
No.
And then instead of really getting sympathy, the majority of the comments on Facebook were, why are you so dumb you would let a complete stranger kiss your baby on the mouth?
Because sometimes people do.
And that's what that was her
Like, I kissed Natalie's kid. You just do.
But here's
the kicker. I obviously don't have a cold sore.
Here's the kicker. It was a stranger.
Clearly, I'm not broken out in sores on my face at the moment.
It was also, though, the kicker is that it was a stranger that kissed her baby on the mouth.
What is wrong with people? It's so rude and so bold. Would you kiss a strange adult on the mouth? Then don't touch my baby.
Depends what they look like.
I mean, that's my past. But anyway, we're talking about my future and I'm a mom now.
I'd like to just end on this. Joaquin Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Joaquin Raphael Bottom.
You stop it, Jillian. You're fibbing.
No, I am not, Andy. Joaquin Raphael Bottom. I'm done.
Batum?
Batum!